这一群是充满了赞美的子民。
And the people of praise.
他们来往此地是靠着神的灵来往此地。
They will move through the land by my spirit.
而他们活着的目的是要荣耀神的名。
And the purpose of their life is to glorify God's name.
弟兄姊妹，今天早晨最直接的一个挑战。
Today, the challenge that's facing us.
我们能不能开口来赞美神？
Can we open our mouth to praise God?
弟兄姊妹，先不要讲别的道理。
Let's not to say anything else.
我们能不能用嘴纯洁的果子先来献给神？
Can we offer our fruit of lips to God?
能不能借着我们的嘴都先来荣耀他？
Can we glorify our God with our mouth?
弟兄姊妹，当我们在唱的时候，
When we're singing this hymn,
我们要说我的灵啊，应当兴起。
We will say our spiritual rise up.
胜过我们里面一切的疲倦。
Overcome all the fatigues in our hearts.
胜过我们里面一切的下沉。
And all the depression and downcast.
胜过这个世界给我们一切的压力。
And all the pressures of the world.
让我们扬声赞美他。
So that we will raise our voice to praise him.
来。
我要见你，去见大能之民，一起充满赞美的子民。他们要看我的来往之地，便要荣耀我宝贵之名。主啊，兴起建立教会，建立爱子的殿府，在你里面和为一。 在你爱子的国度，我要建立一群大能之民，一起充满赞美的子民。他们要靠我的来往之地，定要荣耀我宝贵的名。主啊，兴起建立教会，建立爱子的殿府。 在你里面和为一，在你爱子的国度。哈利路亚！哈利路亚！哈利路亚！哈利路亚！
主耶稣，早晨我们都来到你宝座的面前。
Lord Jesus, this morning we all come before your throne.
是的，父神已经用右手将你高举。Yes,
the Father has lifted you up with his right hand.
将那超乎万民之上的名已经赐给了你。Has
given you a name that's above all names.
叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的。
So that all is in heaven, on earth, and under the earth.
因你的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主。But
all confess that you are the Lord and bow down.
是当我们奉这个名聚集的时候。And
when we gather in this name.
是的，我们要胜过一切仇敌的作为。We
will overcome all our enemies.
当我们奉这个名聚集的时候。When
we gather in this name.
我们知道天要向我们开启。We
know that heaven will open to us.
哈利路亚，神的同在要在我们的中间。Hallelujah,
God's presence will be here with us.
祝福早晨。
Bless this meeting, Lord.
让我们的心都向着宝座而去。
Turn our hearts to your throne.
你永远是我们的中心。
You are always our center.
你永远是我们聚会的目的。
And the purpose of our all meeting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
是的，请坐。
Please be seated.
所以神一直要得着一群大能的子民。
God always want to obtain the people of power.
弟兄姊妹，因为这个世代是一个征战的世代。
Because this is an age of warfare.
就在我们外面所看见的这个社会。
Even the outer things that we can see.
越来越充满了各样的罪恶和残暴。
The society is full of violence and crimes.
而圣经也告诉我们，当主耶稣回来之前。
The Bible tells us before the Lord returns.
撒旦气愤愤的要下到我们中间来。
Satan will come to us with anger.
因为他知道他的时候不多了。
Because he knows that he has no more days.
弟兄姊妹，因此仇敌来，他各处兴风作浪。
Therefore, the enemy is coming here to stir up everything.
他叫人与人之间彼此仇视，彼此残暴。
He caused hatred among people.
圣经上说，国也要攻打国，民要攻打民。
A nation will rise against nations and people against people.
弟兄姊妹，所以神一直要在这里呼召一些战士，为着他的旨意站住。
Therefore, God is calling for warriors to fight for His kingdom.
神一直要得到一群大能的子民，为着他的见证站住。
And God wants to obtain the power of people of power to stand up for His testimony.
弟兄姊妹。当我二十年前在圣何塞当趟，有一天晚上我要出去提，有一个弟兄要出去提钱的时候。
About 20 years ago, a brother was in downtown San Jose trying to get some money.
我们四个弟兄一起陪着他出去。
Four of us had to go with him.
因为这个社会外面是那样子的黑暗。
Because it was dark outside.
我们不知道什么事情会发生。
We never know what would happen.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你看见一个人家他的篱笆倒的时候。
So when you see a family with a fence falling.
你知道他不会任凭那个篱笆倒在那里。
You know that the owner of the house will not just let it like, sit like that.
没有几天他就会把它重新建造起来。
Before long, he will try all means to rebuild it.
当你到一个地方去住在一个公寓里面。
If you live in an apartment.
你如果发现这个 apartment 是一个security 做得非常好的地方。
If it's well secured with a security guards.
它有电动的门，它有各样的管制，我们会觉得这是一个很安全的这个。公寓是我们可以去住的。
And if it even has the electric gates, then we will feel this is a secure place to live in.
而我们自己所处的国家，如果它有很好的国防系统
，If the nation that we live in has good defense systems,
我们里面会有某种程度的安全感。
And we will have certain degree of sense of security.
甚至我们会以这个国家为傲。
And we will be proud of this nation.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见这个外面的世界，人用各样的方法。在这里防备伤害和破坏的时候
So in this world, people try all means to protect against destruction.
我们里面不仅觉得是一个理所当然的事情，甚至我们会称许它，会觉得这是一件好的事情。
And we will admire and praise these defense mechanisms, and we will feel proud of it.
但是非常稀奇的一件事情。
But surprisingly,
当我们讲到神家要重建城墙的时候
，When we talk about rebuilding the walls for the house of God,
当我们说到我们的家庭或者我们的个人需要重建城墙
，When we say that we need to rebuild the walls for our family,
我们里面好像没有这样子的警觉性
，Doesn't seem like we have this sense of urgency.
弟兄姊妹，圣经上这么清楚地告诉我们，盗贼来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The Bible clearly tells us that the enemy comes to kill, to destroy, and to steal.
仇敌的作为不仅仅只是借着世界上这些犯罪的案件，让我们看见他的痕迹。
Not only through the visible crimes that we can see.
他常常在那个看不见的境界里面，他在伤害我们。
But he's often destroying us in this invisible world.
弟兄姊妹，像我们今天要背诵的经文，箴言二十五章二十八节。
Like the memory verse for today, Proverbs 25 verse 28.
它里面说到，人不制服自己的心。好像毁坏的城邑没有墙垣。
Like a city that is broken and without walls is a man who has no control over his spirit.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道地上看得见的城墙，我们里面觉得重要。
We all know the importance of city walls for city.
国家有看得见的国防，我们里面觉得安全。
We feel secure if there's a defense system for a nation.
但是弟兄姊妹，在我们这个人的思想。我们在生活里面，我们常常是一个没有城墙的人。
But then in our mind, in our life, we are often defenseless.
箴言告诉我们，人如果不制服他自己的心
，The Bible tells us if a man has no control over his spirit,
好像毁坏的城邑没有城墙。
It's like a city is broken without walls.
弟兄姊妹，我们的眼睛常常没有城墙。
Oftentimes, there's no wall guarding against our eyes.
所以很多犯罪的事情从我们看而产生的。
A lot of sins are committed through seeing first.
我们的思想常常没有城墙。
We often have no walls guarding against our mind.
宾路易斯母告诉我们，第一个属灵的战场就是在人的心思里面。
Sister Pan Lewis tells us the first battleground.It's, for us, is our mind.
很多的时候，我们的思想里面毫无城墙。
A lot of times, our minds are just defenseless.
我们随便让我们的思想在哪里飘荡，在哪里自由，在哪里放纵。
We indulge our thoughts and let it wander around.
对，当你的思想朝向情欲去的时候，你就发现我们可能跑去租录影带，或者去看了一些不该看的东西。
Therefore, when our minds, our thoughts turn to lust, then we will go look at pornography.
当我们的思想里面是一个苦毒的思想的时候
then,
我们就对人产着仇恨和愤怒。
And if our mind is full of bitterness, then we start to hate people.
当我们的思想一下子进来一个怀疑的思想，弟兄姊妹，我们就对人再也不信任了。
If all of a sudden a doubting thought comes into our mind, then we lose trust in people.
有一次有一对夫妻睡觉睡到一半，那个太太突然气得坐起来，把先生摇起来。
One time, there was this couple, in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, the wife, sat up and then woke up her husband.
气得不得了，在她先生身上拳打脚踢的。
And she was very angry, beating up her husband.
她先生半夜睡到半夜被叫起来，莫名其妙的挨了一顿打。
And her husband had no idea where this came about.
他说：“到底我犯了什么错？”
So he says, "What did I do to deserve this?"
那个太太说：“我刚刚在梦中里面看见你对那些女孩子抛媚眼、献殷勤。”
I just saw you in my dream that you were flirting with these girls.
那先生一听就说：“那是你做梦，跟我有什么关系？”
But he says he protested that your dream has nothing to do with me.
他说你连在我的梦里面你都这么放肆，在你自己梦里面不知道什么样子。
But then she says, if you can be so daring in my dream, I cannot imagine you in your own dream.
因为什么人的思想常常就决定了我们这个人的行为。
A lot of times our thoughts dominate our behaviors.
有许多的思想，一个骄傲的思想出来，我们就在这里跟人产生尊敬。
If we have a prideful thought, then we become competitive.
我们的眼睛没有城墙，我们的思想没有城墙。
If there's no defense against our guarding our eyes or our mind,
我们的耳朵没有城墙。
Or our ears.
弟兄姊妹，特别我们在座年轻的孩子，不要小看你随便听的这个世代的音乐。
Especially to young people, please do not look like, take lightly the music you listen to.
仇敌借着各样的方法，借着他们所唱的歌，在这里改变我们的观念，洗脑我们。
The enemy is trying to use all this music to brainwash us.
1986年1月份的时候，有一个父亲去告 CBS 的唱片公司。
In 1986, a father of a child sued a record company.
因为 CBS 唱片公司录制了一张 CD 唱片。里面讲到说，当你遇到苦闷、痛苦不能解决的时候，自杀是最好的方法。
Because the CBS record company published a record, in there there's a song. The lyric says, "If you're depressed, committing suicide is the best way out."
啊，年轻的孩子因为听了这些音乐以后，有一天他真是自杀去了。
And young people who are used to listening to this kind of songs will one day commit suicide.
弟兄姊妹，我们的耳朵到底有没有城墙？
So are there walls guarding against our ears?
有这么多的 gossip, 这么多的批评论断的话，消极的话语在我们的耳中。
There are so many passive words, slanderings and gossips in our ears.
我们自己讲的话也常常没有城墙。
And there are often no walls guarding the words we speak.
弟兄姊妹看见了没有？在光就着我们个人的生活，我们就常常是一个没有城墙的人。
Do you see? There's often no walls guarding in our daily life.
而我们的家庭生活也常常没有城墙。
And oftentimes there's no wall protecting our family.
那很多人在这里上班，或者在这边家里面最常来的一个客人，有一天居然跟我们的配偶发生了外遇。
These things happen so often that our best friends will have marital affairs with our spouse.
可能是天天上班的同事，我们里面没有城墙。
It could be our friends, it could be our co-workers, and then yet we do not have defense.
甚至这么多在教会里面发生到弟兄姊妹配搭到一半出了问题。
And then often problems happen when brothers and sisters work together, even at church.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面没有城墙。
Because we have no walls.
神家里面常常没有城墙。
Oftentimes there's no wall, even in the house of God.
弟兄姊妹，一个没有城墙的人生，一定是一个充满了仇敌作为和破坏的人生。
A life without walls is full of destructions of the enemy.
同样，一个家庭和一个教会，没有城墙的家庭和教会，一定充满了仇敌作为。仇敌破坏的家庭和教会。
A family or a church without walls is a family of church full of destructions of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件严肃的事情。
This is a serious matter we're looking at.
我不是说要我们生活在一种恐惧战惊的里面。
I'm not saying that we should be always paranoid.
而是圣经上告诉我们，我们需要在主的面前成为一个有城墙的人。
But then we need to build a life with walls.
所以上一次当我们讲到重建城墙的时候，我们特别用了大卫的祷告。
Last time when we talk about rebuilding the walls, we look at the prayer of David.
大卫一个这么属灵、这么爱神的一个人。
David, a spiritual person who loved the Lord.
有一天睡觉睡过头了，在阳台上游行散步。
One day he woke up late and he was walking on top of his palace roof.
那一天整个人没有城墙。
I'm sure that day he did not have walls protecting him.
所以当他看见巴士巴洗澡的时候，他整个心被他抓去了。
So he was tempted when he saw Bathsheba taking a bath.
他犯了淫乱的大罪。
He committed adultery.
弟兄姊妹，当他写诗篇五十一篇讲到认罪悔改诗在结束的时候。
So when he wrote Psalm 51 to confess his sins at the end of the psalm.
他不仅仅知道神赦免了他，他说：“神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你必不轻看。”
He knew that God has forgiven him, so he said, "A broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise."
大卫知道神赦免了他。
David knew that God has forgiven him.
但是大卫也知道，光得到赦免不够啊。
But he also knows that it's not enough just to be forgiven.
我要怎么样子能够避免重蹈覆辙，一错再错
？How can I prevent from making the same mistake again?
所以底下他接着就祷告，求你随你的美意善待锡安，建造耶路撒冷的城墙。
Therefore he continued to pray, in your good pleasures, make Zion prosper and build up the walls of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要神在我们周围设下火城来保护我们。
We all need God to make a wall of fire around us to protect us.
神的话是我们最好的保护。
God's words are the best protection for us.
神的灵是我们最好的保护。
And God's spirit is the best protection for us.
正常的教会生活是我们最好的保护。
A normal Christian, a church life is our best protection.
我们跟神之间正常的关系，与神同行，是我们最好的保护。
A good relationship with God and walking with God is our best protection.
弟兄姊妹，我说的城墙不是人跟人之间的猜忌、防备跟小心。
When I talk about the walls, I'm not talking about the distance between people.
李思敏回来重建城墙，就是要让他们知道。我们在这里不仅仅是生活有保护有分别的人。
When Nehemiah built a wall, he is trying to show people that we are a people separated, consecrated, and with protection.
他也在这里告诉我们，我们这一般人是必须活在城内的人。
And he also tells us that we are a people who have to live within the walls.
在圣灵里，在基督里面，我们来过生活，我们来侍奉神。
Within the spirit, within the body to live and to serve.
对，上次我们讲到城墙的三重意义，第一方面说到保护。
So when we talk about the significance of the city wall, the first significance is the protection.
没有城墙，给仇敌自由进出，你我的生命，你我的家庭和你我的教会。
Without walls, the enemy can just freely come in and out of our life, our family, and our church.
而他来就是偷窃、杀害。
And he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
对，一定不要稀奇，为什么我们的家越来越这样子？
Therefore, there's no surprise if our family life is getting worse.
不要稀奇，为什么我这个人变得越来越这个样子？
Or do not be surprised if we are changing for the worse.
弟兄姊妹，如果仇敌得到自由进出的门户，他来就是要偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
If an enemy can freely come into our life, of course he's coming to steal, to kill, and to destroy.
所以我们不仅仅要保守自己，常活在神的爱中。
Therefore, not only that, we have to keep ourselves in love.
我们要为我们的家，尤其为我们的下一代的孩子们要祷告。
We have to pray for our family, especially our children.
弟兄姊妹，当我们想到他们进到学校里面，不知道跟哪些同学相处。
When they go to school, we don't know what kind of people they interface every day.
世界的音乐、世界的潮流、世界的观念都在那里侵蚀他们。
The music of the world, the concept and the trend of the world, they are all destroying them.
我们要起来为他们祷告。
We have to pray for them.
年轻人也需要为着自己祷告。
Young people, pray for yourselves.
Guard your mind.
Guard your mind.
看守我们的心思。
Guard your mind.
不让这个世界自由地来这里熏陶，来这里洗脑我们。
So that the world cannot just freely brainwash us.
城墙第二面的意义受到是分别的界限。
The second significance of the city wall is to provide distinguishing boundaries.
耶和华不仅仅做耶路撒冷四围的火城，他要做其中的荣耀。
The Lord is not only to be the wall of fire around Jerusalem, but He will also be the glory within it.
城内城外是太不同的境界。
It's a big difference between the inside and outside of the wall.
属天的、属地的、属神的、属鬼魔的。
One is heavenly, one is the worldly, and one is of God, one is of the devil.
圣的、俗的、洁净的、不洁净的。
Holy, common, clean, unclean.
在圣灵里，在肉体里面，有这么太大的不同。
In the spirit or in the flesh, there's a big difference.
所以尼希米回来太重要的一件事情，他要把城墙重建起来。
Therefore, when Nehemiah came back, he had to do one thing to rebuild the walls of the city.
不仅仅只是要有保护而已。
Not only to provide protection.
提醒神的儿女们，我们要活在神的同在中。
He also called the people to live in the presence of God.
我们生活的准绳不仅仅是圣经，我们生活的范围是在基督里，在圣灵里面。
Our life has to be guided by the word of God, and our life has to be protected by the Spirit.
所以以斯拉回来恢复了圣言的地位和重要。
So when Ezra returned, he restored the position of the words of God.
尼希米为我们重建了城墙。
And Nehemiah rebuilt the city wall.
第三个城墙的意思讲到具体的见证。
The third significance of the city wall is to provide solid testimony.
这个城最特别的地方，它被称为神的城。
What's special about the city is that it's called the city of God.
我到耶路撒冷去的时候 ，Lance Lambert 弟兄跟我们讲，耶路撒冷就着外面的条件来说。它实在乏善可陈。
When I went to the city of Jerusalem, Brother Lance Lambert told us that there's really nothing special outwardly about the city of Jerusalem.
它没有什么特别丰富的天然资源。
It doesn't have any rich natural resources.
它没有任何一个杰出的条件让它能够历世历代成为首都。
It has nothing really special.To be a capital of the nation.
可是你发现很稀奇的一件事情，耶路撒冷几千年来一直是整个世界的一个中心。
But yet, surprisingly, Jerusalem has been the center of the world for centuries.
因为圣经上说这是神立民的居所，神所拣选的城。
Because this is a city chosen by God, where He set His name.
所以不仅仅神重视它。
Not only God cares about it.
仇敌也在乎他。
So does the enemy.
所以历史历代以来一直在争的就是争耶路撒冷。
Therefore, for generations, it has been the center of all the wars.
弟兄姊妹，他们早就告诉我们，以色列跟 PLO 之间的和谈，不管到怎样的地步，早晚有一天会不能够下去。
The Bible has already predicted, no matter how many treaties that Israel or the peace negotiation with the PLO.It will not succeed.
因为最终都会 touch 到耶路撒冷的问题。
Because at the end, they all come down to the problem of Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇告诉我们，锡安山大君王的京城在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
Psalm 48 says, "Beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of north, the city of the great king."
八十七篇第二节说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事，是指着你说的。
And then also it says, "Jerusalem, the city of God, glorious things are spoken of thee."
弟兄姊妹，他的荣美说出了神的见证。
And this beauty of the city is the testimony of God.
诗篇也告诉我们，一百二十二篇说到耶路撒冷是联络整齐的一座城。受到教会合一的见证。
And city of Jerusalem is also a city built closely and compacted together. It's to testify the building work of the church.
而神整个旨意的完成是用圣城耶路撒冷从天而降来表达。
When finally God's word is accomplished, it is represented as the New Jerusalem coming down from heaven.
每一个宝石都说到圣徒们在基督里面所经营出来的生命见证。
And every jewel and gem in the city is a testimony of saints.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个城墙太重要的一件事情。
So the city wall is very important.
所以没有城墙，就一定充满了仇敌的作为。
Without the city wall, there will be full of work of the enemy.
城墙有破口，也就一定漏掉了神的祝福。
When there's a gap, the blessings will be leaked out.
所以我们要再说，一个没有城墙的人生、家庭和教会。一定是一个埋了仇敌作为和伤害的家庭和教会。
I have to stress over and over that a life, a family, or church without walls would be full of destruction of the enemy.
同样的，一个没有城墙的个人、家庭或教会，一定是一个失去神祝福的个人、家庭和教会。
And also, this individual family or church would not have the blessing of God.
所以这样子的信息跟我们每一个人都发生关系。
Therefore, this message is actually for every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，你对你个人的生命生活满意吗？
Brothers and sisters, I want to ask you, are you satisfied with your life?
你对你个人的家庭生活满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your family life?
你对教会的生活和侍奉你满意吗？
Are you satisfied with your service and church life?
是不是常常有仇敌的搅扰和破坏呢？
Are there often the troubles and disturbance of the enemy?
是不是很多时候我们不是没有蒙福，而是这个祝福好像不能持久呢？
It's not that we are never blessed, but we cannot maintain our blessing.
弟兄姊妹，神呼召我们起来重建城墙。
Therefore, God is calling us to rebuild the city walls.
所以圣经上讲得这么清楚，当城墙被毁的时候，
The Bible clearly tells us when the city walls were destroyed.
百姓遭大难，受凌辱。
People were in great trouble and distress.
所以当利西米在宫中一听见这个消息的时候，他就哭泣，他就禁食，他在神的面前祷告。
Therefore, when Nehemiah heard of this news, he wept and he fasted and he prayed before God.
弟兄姊妹，这不是神儿女们该有的生活和精神。
Because what's in Jerusalem should not be the normal life of God's children.
因为我们是服侍主，所以有的时候比较多接触到一些碰到困难的弟兄姊妹们。
Since we're serving the Lord, we have more chances to see brothers and sisters who are in trials and difficulties.
碰到很多还没有信主的家庭，那更是惨不忍睹。
And then when we encounter some people, families who are not believers, and then it's even worse.
有时候我们听到他们的情形，我们会想说，主啊，人怎么会变成这个样子呢？
When we heard of their condition, we will cry out, how can a man become like this?
主啊，家庭怎么可能会变成这个样子呢？
How can a family become like this?
夫妻之间为什么会这个样子呢？
How can husband and wife become like this?
父母亲跟孩子之间的关系怎么可能这么恶劣呢？
How can parents and children become like this?
弟兄姊妹，当没有城墙的时候，百姓遭大难，受凌辱，是必然的结果。
Because without city walls, it's very natural that people are in trouble and distress.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要起来为着个人的生活，为着家庭的生活，为着我们教会的生活起来祷告。
Therefore, we have to rise up and pray for our individual life, our family life, and our church.
尼希米第三批的归回领袖，他回来做了一件伟大的事情。
So Nehemiah did a great thing.
他来重建城墙。
He rebuilt the city wall.
我们很快地读几节的圣经。
Let's read some scripture verses.
我记得两个礼拜前，我曾经请求弟兄姊妹回去一定先预读。
I remember I asked you to pre-read about 2 weeks ago.
转眼之间已经过了三个礼拜，我不知道弟兄姊妹读了没有。
Now it's been 3 weeks. I wonder if you have read.
我们没有时间细细地去 go over 它。
We don't have time to go over all the details.
我们只读几节关键性的经文。
Let's read some key verses.
我们请看第二章，尼希米记第二
章。Let's turn to Nehemiah chapter 2.
为了节省时间，我来读。
I'll just read for you.
第二章第九节，王派的军长和马兵护送我。我到了河西的省长那里，将王的诏书交给他们。河伦人参巴拉并围炉的亚门人多比亚听见有人来为以色列人求好处，就甚恼怒。我到了耶路撒冷，在那里住了3日。我夜间起来，有几个人也一同起来，但神使我心里要为耶路撒冷做什么事，我并没有告诉人。 所以第十三节，当夜我出了谷门，往野狗井去，到了粪场门，查看耶路撒冷的城墙，见城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。我又往前到了泉门和王池底下等等，一直下去，说到他夜间沿溪而上查看城墙。他一路上在让你查看城墙被毁坏的情形。
Here is the part that Nehemiah went at night to inspect the real situation of the city wall.
17节
Verse 17.
以后我对他们说，我们所遭遇的 ,9, 耶路撒冷怎样荒凉，城门被火焚烧，你们都看见了。来吧，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得再受凌辱。我告诉他们，我神施恩的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话。他们就说，我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做这善工。但何伦人参巴拉并围炉的亚门人多比亚和亚拉伯人基散听见，就嗤笑我们，藐视我们，说你们做什么呢？要背叛王吗？我回答他们说，天上的神必使我们亨通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。好，我们请翻过来读第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第一节。
Verse 1.
参巴拉听见我们修造城墙，就发怒，大大恼恨，嗤笑犹大人。然后我们请读第三节。
Verse 3.
亚门人多比亚站在旁边说，他们所修造的石墙，就是狐狸上去也必劈倒。我们的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视，求你使他们的毁谤归于他们的头上，使他们在被掳到之地作为掠物。底下继续下去啊，第六节。
Verse 6.
这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。参巴拉多比亚亚拉伯人亚门人亚实图人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。然后我们请读第十六节。
Verse 16.
一直到二十三节。
Through 23.
从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪，拿着盾牌，拿弓，穿铠甲。官长都站在犹大众人的后边，修造城墙的、扛抬材料的，都一手做工，一手拿兵器。修造的人都腰间佩刀，修造吹角的人在我旁边。我对贵胄、官长和其余的人说，这工程浩大，我们在城墙上相离甚远，你们听见脚声在哪里，就聚集到我们那里去，我们的神必为我们征战。于是我们做工，一半拿兵器，从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。那时我又对百姓说，个人和他的仆人当在耶路撒冷住宿，好在夜间保守我们，白昼做工。这样我和弟兄仆人并跟从我的护兵都不脱衣服出去打水，也带兵器。那我们倒回头看第三章。
And turn back to chapter 3.
第三章是讲到他们真正在这里修造城墙，他们分工合作的记载。
This chapter records how they build a city wall, each with their own section.
他们不仅仅讲到全民都参与这个重建的工作。
Not only everyone participated in this project.
如果大家回去把这些做工的人找出来，你会发现有做银匠的，有做香的，有众祭司们，有管理耶路撒冷他们的女儿，做女儿的也出来修造。
You will find that there are people of all vocations. There are priests, there are silversmiths, there are even daughters.
或是守门的商人们，他们都在这里修造这个城墙。
Or merchants or gatekeepers.
对，第一件事情我们看见全民的参与。
First, so we see the first thing is that everyone participated.
那第二件事情我们看见二十八节。
And then verse 28.
我们读到三十节做代表就好。
Through 30.
我读的时候，请你们把一个重复的话找出来。
When I read, please mark the words that are repeated.
从马门往上，众祭司各对着自己的房屋修造，其次是因麦的儿子撒都对着自己的房屋修造，其次是守东门释迦尼的儿子释玛雅修造，其次是示利米亚的儿子哈拿尼亚和撒拉的第六子哈嫩又修一段，其次是比利加的儿子米苏兰对着自己的房屋修造。哪一句话一直出现？
So which words repeated?
对着自己的房屋修造。
They repair in front of their own house.
所以他们都有说到他们自己有当尽的责任。
Which means that they have their own responsibilities.
而且由自己的家做起。
And they start from their own household.
重建整个城墙，我们不仅仅有当父的责任，而且我们从自己的家庭开始。
In order to rebuild the city walls, we all have our own responsibilities and we have to start from our own family.
我们请读第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
第一节。
Verse 1.
参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、基善和我们其余的仇敌听见我已经修完的城墙，其中没有破裂之处。弟兄姊妹，这是一件非常非常不容易的事情。
This is very difficult to achieve.
个人对着自己的房屋来修造城墙。
Everyone built a section of the wall in front of their own house.
而完工之后，居然没有破裂之处。
And after it's finished, there's no gap.
这是一个何等的配搭。
What a teamwork.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以路月二十五日，城墙修完了，共修了五十二天。我们一切仇敌视为的外邦人听见了。便惧怕，愁眉不展，因为见这工完成是出乎我们的神。好，我想我们最后再读第十二章。
Lastly, let's turn to chapter
12. 这个十二章是为了城墙完工行献祭礼。
It's the dedication of the wall.
从三十节
Starting with verse 30,
祭司和利未人就洁净自己，也洁净百姓和城门并城墙。然后三十一节
31,
那一直到第四十三节，我们没有空都去读它。
Through 43, we don't have time to read them all.
弟兄姊妹回家读，在这里告诉我们，这个以斯拉带领了一些百姓上了城墙，向右边绕城而走。
It says there are two processions. One is led by Ezra on the top of the wall, and then they walk toward the right.
另外，尼希米带着一般百姓上了城墙，向左边而行。
And Nehemiah led another group of people on top of the walls, and they're walking to the left.
那么，在城墙上发生了三件重要的事情。
And there are three things happened on top of the walls at the dedication.
第一件事情，他们用大卫的乐器在那里大声唱歌，称谢神。
First thing that they used the music instruments of David to sing and praise God.
对，向着神，他们是大声的敬拜和赞美。
To God, they praise with loud voices.
接着第二件事情，他们用脚声吹号，说到向仇敌的夸胜。
And then they blow the trumpets to proclaim victory over the enemies.
那对比于从前城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧，百姓遭大难受凌辱，弟兄姊妹，这是一个大的不同。
And this is a great contrast to the conditions before the walls were built, because people were in great trouble and distress.
第三件发生的事情就是众民、妇女和孩童都大大的欢乐，欢唱的声音直到远处。
And the third thing happened is that children and women, they were all greatly rejoicing and their voice reached far away.
是的，这个跟从前的对比是没得比的。
This is a big contrast from before.
百姓受羞辱，在那里遭难受凌辱，那是完全不能比。
Before compared to when they were living in disgrace.
好，我想我们的圣经必须停在这里。
And this concludes our scripture reading.
那么在这里我们看见这个城墙的重建，中间有五件非常重要的事情。
Five things happened during the whole process of rebuilding the city.
让整个城墙的重建能够顺利的完成。
so that it can be accomplished smoothly.
把百姓从遭大难受凌辱的情形带到了一个欢乐的局面。
So that people can be delivered from their distress.
把城墙被毁、城门被火焚烧的情形变成神百姓在墙上向仇敌吹角夸胜。
So people no longer in trouble, but then they could proclaim victory and boast over enemy.
有什么怎么在这么短的时间里面，他们能够化羞辱为荣耀
？How can they turn their disgrace into glory in such a short time?
能够化这些仇敌的苦难凌辱成为他们的欢乐呢
？How can they turn their distress into their joy?
有什么这里面每一个因素都是重要的。
Every single element is important.
那第一件事情，我们看见尼希米在夜间带着一些童工起来查看城墙毁坏的情形。
First, Nehemiah went with his co-workers to inspect on site.
夜间说到众人在睡觉的时候。
When everyone was sleeping.
那就姊妹在这里有一般神的儿女们，他们却在众人休息睡觉的时候，他们为着神家起来警醒。
When everyone else was sleeping, there was this group of people who were watching and guarding for God's house.
弟兄姊妹，任何一个家都需要这样子的人。
Every family needs a person like this.
我们常常鼓励弟兄们在一家之主的地位上应该负这个责任。
We often encourage brothers to carry on this responsibility.
然后如果弟兄失职，姊妹们不要跟他赌气，你不干，我也不干。
If your husband somehow was not responsible, wives, I encourage you.
我们总要有人起来知道仇敌在我们中间有没有痕迹，有没有作为。
Someone has to be on guard against the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他们夜间起来查看城墙毁坏的情形。
Therefore, at night, they went onto the city wall to inspect.
我记得我父亲89年刚从台湾退休。要移民到美国来的时候
I remember when my father retired in 1989 and I was thinking about moving to America.
我记得好久没见到我爸爸妈妈，他来到我们中间聚会。
And then when my parents came to our church and had meetings with us.
我记得我父亲那时候问我一个问题。
I remember my father asked me a question.
他说：“你知不知道教会里面有多少的弟兄姊妹每天有固定的读经、祷告、生活？”
He asked me, "Do you know how many brothers and sisters at church who read the Bible and pray every day?"
弟兄姊妹，一句话把我问到了。
I was speechless.
弟兄姊妹，我到现在我还不知道你们几个人真的有每天有读经有祷告。
Even until now, I don't know how many of you read the Bible and pray every day.
弟兄姊妹，如果神的儿女们向着神不尊主为大，把主摆在首位，我们怎么可能过得胜的生活？
If we do not honor God as the first place in our life, how can we live a victorious life?
我们做任何一件事情，我们都会非常小心地查看。
Before we set out to do anything, we will first have to evaluate.
我认识一个弟兄，他在湾区要买房子的时候，他起码看了100多间，他才买的。
I know a brother who went to see about more than 100 houses before he bought his own.
所有他看中想出价的房子。更是上屋顶下地底下去钻去看的。
Every house that he was about to make an offer, he would climb up to the roof or even under the house to inspect.
他那时候都60多岁了，到那边去，在地板上跳啊跳啊跳啊。
He was in his 60s and he would still jump up and down on the floor.
上屋顶敲敲打打，到钻到地底下跟人家一起去看地基去。
Or he would go up to the roof or go down to the base.
我们为了买一栋房子，我们花这么多的功夫，看看它到底有没有问题。
We spend so much effort to inspect a house before we buy it.
但是我们在建立家庭的时候，我们却忽略了有这样子的责任和使命。
But when we build a family, we often neglect our responsibility.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要认识。
We need to know.
我们要对自己的生命也要有认识。
And we need to know our life.
什么事情最容易叫我这个人属灵下沉
？We have to know what will cause me to go.Down spiritually.
什么事情最容易叫我这个人失去了喜乐，失去了跟神的关系
？We have to know about ourselves that what can take away our joy and our relationship with God.
我们一定要注意。
We have to be aware and self-conscious.
如果我们都不看守我们自己的灵魂
，If we do not guard our spirit,
我们对我们自己生命任凭仇敌进出，我们不在乎的话
，If we let the enemy come freely into our lives.
我们怎么可能得生命，并且得的更丰盛的生命呢
？How can we obtain life even more abundantly？
弟兄姊妹，盗贼来就是偷窃、杀害和毁坏。
The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy。
我们要认识我们自己里面被毁坏的情形。
We have to know the condition of our heart。
很多弟兄姊妹对上网路不该去的站，他没有办法抗拒。
A lot of us cannot resist going to pornography sites.
很多人对某一些的思想，他没有办法抗拒。
A lot of times we cannot resist certain thoughts.
很多时候，我们对一些钱财、情欲的贪爱，我们没有办法放弃。
We cannot deal or let go of our greed or lust.
弟兄姊妹都成为仇敌进出的管道。
And they become the channel for the enemies to come in.
弟兄姊妹，当尼布甲利撒王一声令下，所有的人都下拜。
When at that time when King Nebuchadnezzar commands and everyone has to bow down.
因为人里面心里面不是靠着主那么稳的站住的话。
If we do not stand firm by the Lord.
任何一件事情就叫我们掉到失败去。
Anything can cause us to fall.
对，尼西米夜间起来查看。
Therefore, at night, Nehemiah went to inspect.
然后接着他就把这个负担传递出来。
And then he passed down his burden to the officials.
弟兄姊妹，他不是起来骂人。
He did not come to rebuke.
他不是起来批评论断。
He was not criticizing either.
斯百克弟兄特别提醒我们。
Brother Sparks reminds us.
如果你对问题不能够提出积极的解决之道。就让我们宁可安静不说。
If you cannot provide constructive suggestions, we'd rather be silent.
但是他底下却又讲了这么积极的一个盼望。
But yet he has this hope.
但愿求神救我们，因为脱离了积极的出路而有的安静。弟兄姊妹，他告诉我们，你进到任何一个教会，你不要多久，你可以找出所有的问题。
What he was really saying is that.Any church that you go to, you will always find the weaknesses.
这个弟兄，这个教会的关怀不够。
You will say they're not good at caring.
这个教会大家的同心不够。
Or they're not good at teamwork.
这个教会的这个诗歌敬拜太差。
Or their worship is not as good.
这个弟兄，这个教会的讲道听不下去。
Or I cannot stand the preacher.
弟兄姊妹，你可以找出很多的问题。
You can always find the shortcomings of a church.
但是斯百克弟兄却告诉我们。
But Brother Sparks tells us.
能够找出问题。不需要特别的恩赐和这个经验，你马上就可以找出来的。
That he tells us that we do not need special talents to see what problems are.
但是如果我们不能够自己去堵住破口的话
，But if we cannot close the gap with ourselves.
如果我们不能够为着这个问题，我们有一个具体的。积极的 solution 出来的话
，If we cannot provide constructive solutions for the problems，
让我们宁可安静。
Let's be quiet。
但是求神救我们，因为没有积极的 solution 而必须有的安静。
But may the Lord help us to deliver us from this silence simply because we lack solutions。
弟兄姊妹，尼希米看见了城墙的情形。
Nehemiah saw the real condition of the city wall.
他回来告诉百姓。
So he came back to tell the people.
他说这一切你们都看见了。
You have seen these are in front of your eyes.
他说起来，让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Rise up, let us rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
免得我们再受凌辱。
So that we will no longer live in disgrace.
弟兄姊妹，众民就都起来，奋勇的，专心的。加入这个行列
，and people all join this great project.
他能够把那个重建的负担传递出来。
He was able to pass down this burden to people. 因
为这边在历史上多少的危机都因为有一些器皿出来传递的负担。
Throughout the history, we can see many crises were turned around because the burden was passed down to people.
当英国被德国轰炸的这个几乎这个受不了的时候
，when Great Britain was bombarded and by the Nazis.
英国首相丘吉尔起来发表演说。
The Prime Minister, Winston Churchill, gave speeches.
那么强烈在那里说 ，Never give up.
And then he strongly urged, never give up.
弟兄姊妹，让英国站起来。
And then the Great Britain stood up.
那在不可能的里面，他们反败为胜。
In this impossible situation, they turned their defeat into a victory.
弟兄姊妹，在教会历史里面，多少次神兴起器皿流转的那个时代
？Throughout the church history, God raised up so many vessels to turn around their generation.
弟兄姊妹，你说我不是那样子一个大的器皿
？You may say I'm not such a great vessel like them.
从你自己的家，你所在的小组和教会开始。
But start with your own family, the small group you are in, and your church.
如果我们觉得我们目前的家庭生活越来越俗世，越来越没有主，没有属灵的味道。
If you feel that our family life is turning into more and more worldly and less spiritual.
弟兄姊妹，提醒全家起来恢复祭坛。
Remind your whole family to rebuild the altar.
带着孩子来敬拜神。
lead your children to worship God.
你觉得小组越来越没有味道，越来 越不能享受，不能得祝福。
If you feel that you enjoy your small group less and less.
弟兄姊妹，我们不批评，我们不论断。
Let's not just criticize.
但是我们却把这个负担传递出来。
Let's pass down this burden.
我们呼召人起来一起防堵破口。
Let's call people to together stop the gap.
我们呼召人起来一起重建城墙。
To rebuild the city walls.
不仅仅让仇敌不能够自由的进出。
Not only that, we will stop the enemy from coming in.
让神的同在，神的见证，在我们的家和小组和教会里面，这么真实的能够彰显出来。
But that God's presence and testimony can be seen in our family and our small groups.
而第三，讲到他们对仇敌的警醒和谨守。
Thirdly, they were on guard and alert against the enemies.
弟兄姊妹，哪里有神的祝福，哪里就一定有仇敌要来破坏的。
Whenever there is blessing of God, there will be destructions of the enemy.
哪里有人向着神的旨意而去，哪里就一定仇敌要来拦阻我们。
Whenever people go for the will of God, there will be enemies stopping them.
你发现参巴拉、亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚斯图人，他们全部联合起来，他们都愤怒神的百姓在重建城墙。
You see that Sambala and all his companies, they get together to stop people from building the city wall.
弟兄姊妹，你发现他们不管对仇敌的嘲笑也好
，but either the enemy mock them，
对仇敌的威胁也好
，or threaten them，
对仇敌的愤怒也好
，or they were angry toward them，
或者对仇敌的这个妥协也好
，or compromise of the enemy，
不管任何的方式。他们都不给魔鬼留地步。
It doesn't matter how the enemy treated them, they will not compromise and leave ground.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这一般人真是知道自己在做什么。
This is a group of people who knew what they were doing.
那这些人也真像圣经说的，我们并非不晓得仇敌的诡计。
They knew of the schemes of the enemy.
他们各样的方法，只要仇敌一来，这些人里面马上就警觉到是仇敌的作为和脚步。
They were very alert and they were always very aware of enemy schemes.
他们拒绝他。
They refused the enemies.
他们抵挡他。
And fight against.
他们把他们的羞辱转到神的面前去。
They turned their disgrace and shame to God.
所以后面他们能够那样子的赞美，靠耶和华而得的力量，是我们心里的喜乐。
Therefore, at the end, they were able to proclaim that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌威胁、利诱，各种方法都有。
The enemy was threatened or mock them.
以前我们讲过一个故事，听说爱斯基摩人去抓雪地里面的狼的时候，他们有他们特别的方法。
There was a story about how Eskimos tried to capture wolves in the snow.
那些狼都是生性残忍，很喜欢吃吃肉的。
The wolves are very vicious and then they like to eat meat.
所以他们不直接面对面的去跟他这个搏斗。
So the Eskimos will not fight directly with the wolves.
他们拿一个匕首，一把刀，上面插着一块肉，然后倒插在雪地上面。
They will use a short knife and then with a piece of meat on it and then stick on the ice.
然后他们就回去了。
And then the Eskimos will go home.
这些狼闻到肉味以后就过来吃这块肉。
And then the wolves will come to eat the meat.
当他们吃了那么一小块肉的时候。真的是吊胃口，不过瘾。
And then when they eat the meat, was not certainly not enough for them.
然后他们在吃的时候，那个刀已经把他的舌头刮破了，开始流血。
When the wolves were eating the meat, their tongues would be cut by the knife.
那个血的味道让他舍不得离开，他一直舔，一直舔，一直舔。
And the blood on the knife would cause the wolves to keep on licking because they were just.Not willing to let go of the smell of the blood.
他一点都不知道，他舔的就是他自己的血。
The wolves did not realize that they were actually licking their own blood.
他一点都不知道，他在这里享受的就是他自己的生命。
They did not know that what they were really enjoying is their own life.
这就是主耶稣说的：人若赚得全世界，却赔上了自己的性命，还有什么益处呢？
This is what exactly Jesus said. What good is it if a man earns the whole world and yet loses his own life?
人还能拿什么换生命呢？
What can we trade for life?
今天在死亡的面前叫我们挑，我们可能挑生命，不挑这些财富。
If compared to death, we probably will choose life.
但是弟兄姊妹，主耶稣在这里也讲的是讲到我们里面那永生的生命。
But what Jesus was talking about is this eternal life within.
我们在这里享受这个世界的快乐。
We're enjoying the pleasure of the world.
我们在这里享受那些暂时的快乐。
We're enjoying the temporary pleasures.
但是我们却用了永生的代价在这里享受。
But we trade it with our eternal life.
我们一步一步的迈向了仇敌的网罗和最终悲惨的结局。
Step by step, we're falling into the snare of the enemy and eventually being destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要求神救我们。
May the Lord save us.
不管现在有任何的罪恶捆绑我们。
If there's any sin that's bothering us.
不管仇敌用任何的方式现在在这里掳掠，在这里伤害你我的话。
Whatever way, if the enemy is trying to capture you.
我们求神让我们可以警觉过来。
May the Lord help us to be alert and wake up.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌无孔不入。
Because the enemy is very capable.
就算外面什么事情都没发生，他一样可以借着我们的思想叫我们犯罪。
Even if there's nothing happened outwardly, he can still use our mind, our thoughts to cause us to sin.
底下说到他们不计代价，全力以赴。
The fourth element is that they go all out without reservation.
圣经上告诉我们，他们不仅仅警醒到一手做工，一手拿兵器。
The Bible tells us that they were so alert that they would carry the materials to build with one hand and weapon on the other hand.
那做工真是不方便，对不对？
This is very inconvenient.
你一手要拿着刀，另外一手在那里锤啊。
You can only use one hand to build, and the other hand has to hold weapon.
一只手拿着刀，一只手在那里锯。
One hand to sew.
弟兄姊妹，不是他们太过紧张啊。
It's not that they were paranoid.
而是仇敌随时就 attack 他们。
But the enemy will come anytime.
仇敌环绕他们进到一个地步，他们必须不能把刀随便放下来。
The enemy was surrounding them and they were very close to them that they could not just let go of their weapon even for a moment.
弟兄姊妹，可能这是我们平常生活里面不能够想象到的。
It's very hard for us to imagine that.
但是圣经上却告诉我们该有的生活。
But this is the life that we should live.
就连我们今天在电脑界，我们一面在这里做事赚钱。
Even today, when we work in the high-tech industry,
我们为了养家。
We work for to make a living.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘了我们手中的兵器。
But please do not forget the weapons in your hands.
他们的警醒不仅仅一手做工，一手拿兵器。
They were alert and they were holding weapons in one hand.
圣经上告诉我们，他们是不计代价，全力以赴。
And the Bible tells us that they were willing to pay all price.
他们做工一半拿兵器，从天亮直到星宿出现的时候。
They work from dawn to night.
而且说到连尼西米和他的仆人和那些护卫兵都不脱衣服。
And then the Bible even tells us that in Nehemiah and his men, they would not even take off their clothes.
弟兄姊妹，那真是一个非常危险的局面才会到这样子。
They must be in such great danger so that they have to be so alert.
他们连出去打水都带着兵器。
They even carry their weapons when they go to the water.
说到最平凡的生活，他们都在主的面前警醒。
Even in the trivial chores of life, they have to be on guard.
你到 Safeway 去打水的时候，也要带着兵器，你知道吗？
Do you carry your weapons when you go to Safeway to buy water?
不然偷偷买了什么不该看的杂志回家了，对不对？
Otherwise, you might bring back some magazine that you're not supposed to.
不然在外面租了一个不该看的录影带回家了。
Or maybe you rent a videotape that you're not supposed to. 因为
我们都要小心，最平凡的生活，他们都带着兵器。
Be on guard and carry your weapon even when doing trivial chores.
他们为什么能够从早晨到晚上都这样子的做工呢？
How can they continue working day and night?
因为这件事情太重要了。
Because they're doing something very important.
因为 priority 来说，它是最重要最重要的一件事。
And this is the most high priority thing.
只有当我们在做一件最重要的事情，我们会这个样子，对不对？
Only when we're participating in something very important will be so dedicated, right?
不然我们不需要这样子的赶法。
Otherwise, we don't have to rush.
我记得我88年那次手术被开了15个小时啊。
In 1988, I went through a surgery which lasted 15 hours.
这些医生为什么要这么辛苦的从早上七点钟到晚上十点钟都不休息的为我开刀呢？
Why did the doctor have to work so hard from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night?
因为他把你整个脸已经开来了。
Because they have opened up my face.
他们是从我耳朵后面一直切到脖子，然后整个脸 flip over 出来。
They cut open behind my ears and then flipped the side of my face.
然后一直在那里流血。
And then it's bleeding.
那我是开刀前三个礼拜每个礼拜去抽一袋血留着
3 weeks before the surgery I had to go and draw some blood to save it
那时候不太敢用这个血库里面的血
I did not want to use the blood in the blood bank
所以他们认为三袋够了因为他们估计我的手术是四到六个小时
They thought 3 bags of blood should be enough because they estimated it would be 4 to 6 hours
结果没有想到开15个小时
They did not know it lasted for 15 hours
所以到最后他把我身上流出来的血经过一个 filter 过滤以后又再打回到我的身上来。
So at the end, they had to just filter the blood that was bleeding and then re-pump it back to my body.
所以时间对他们来说非常非常的重要。
Therefore, time was very critical.
所以他们说他们那十五个小时里面四个人在那里拼命的赶，拼命的赶。
So they were saying that in 15 hours, they were rushing their work.
出来的时候他碰到练师姊妹就跟他说我这一辈子再也不帮你先生开刀了
And after they came out they told my wife well, I will never operate on your husband ever again
对他们来说剥了一层皮
Because it was too hard for them
因为再拖下去我的肺可能都会出问题因为后来我一点力量都没有
Because if they keep on dragging then there will be some it would be very serious
因为这边这对他们医生来说这是 top priority 他必须赶快做
So for them the surgery was top priority They had to rush the job
他不能说我做了两三个钟头我出去喝杯咖啡再回来
They couldn't say Oh, after 2 or 3 hours let me take a coffee break
我中午吃个日本料理我再回来
Or then let me go to a sushi place for lunch
还没有完明天继续好了
Or we say Oh, let's continue tomorrow
因为这边不可能的事情
It's impossible
因为对他们来说太重要
It's too critical
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们里面到底重建城墙？我们如果连听到都觉得跟我这么遥远的话
，If when we hear this message about rebuilding the wall, if we feel this is so far away from me，
弟兄姊妹，我会怀疑我们是不是真正会重建我们的城墙
？Then I doubt if we will really start to rebuild。
它太重要了。
It is too important。
我们的思想需要城墙。
We need walls guarding our mind。
我们的眼睛耳朵需要城墙。
We need walls guarding our Eyes and ears.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生活、我们的家庭、我们的教会都需要城墙。
Our life, our family, and our church, we all need city walls.
靠着主的话。
By God's word.
活在圣灵里面。
Live in the spirit.
活在神的同在中。
Live in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹，这是圣城最重要的意义。
And this is the significance of the city wall.
这件事情必须在我们里面是重要的。
It has to be of high priority in our life.
大家不计代价，全力以赴。
That we're willing to do it with all price.
那底下说到他们分工合作，各尽其职。
And then everyone did their own part for the whole.
不管是做商人的。
Whether they're merchants,
不管做银匠的
silversmith,
不管做祭司的
priest,
不管是看守耶路撒冷的
gatekeepers,
还有他们的女儿
even their daughters,
弟兄姊妹，圣经上讲到各种的人，他们都来从事城墙的重建。
All kinds of people participated.
有人负责上坡地，那很不容易。
Some build the city walls on the high hills.
有人负责转角的地方
or the corners.
而一般住家的人就各对着自己的房屋来修造城墙。
And the residents of the city will build a section in front of their own house.
弟兄姊妹，全城的百姓都在重建啊。
Everyone was rebuilding.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要你。
We need you.
你们也需要我。
You need me too.
我们每一个人都需要起来重建。
We all need to rise up and rebuild.
如果整个城墙重建的四分之三还有断断续续没有完，弟兄姊妹，仇敌可以进来的。
Even if we only build three quarters, the enemy still can come in.
就像我们同工退休会讲的，会幕的竖板缺的两三块，旷野的风沙一定进来的。
Just like the boards of the fence for the tabernacle, if we're just missing one or two, then the dust will come in.
它整体是一个完整的全体。
It has to be a whole.
主耶稣说我们是他的身体。
Jesus says we are his body.
弟兄姊妹一个都少不了。
Not even one can be missing.
我想我们看报纸就知道昨天台湾的华航又出事。
You probably have heard that the China Airline lost another airplane yesterday.
一次又死了225个。
And about 255 people died.
弟兄姊妹，如果在盖飞机的时候
，If when they were building the airplane，
有一个人不尽心尽力负责
，If one neglected his responsibility，
他几个螺丝没有上好的话
，And then he didn't tighten few screws，
他可能造成了多大的伤害
？He might have caused a great loss.
当飞机在维修的时候。
When people were maintaining airplanes,
如果有一个人因为那天早上跟他妻子吵了架，心情不好。
If a repairman was in bad mood due to a fight with his wife in the morning,
他随便在他负责检验的那一部分，他就签名盖章，表示他做过了。
And he casually signed off his part.
弟兄姊妹，不管任何事情，如果造成了飞机的失事
，whatever that caused the accident，
弟兄姊妹，一个人就可能带下了多么大的毁灭性的一些伤害。
And one person can destroy many people's lives。
今天我们在这里讲重建城墙。
Today when we talk about rebuilding the city wall，
神从来没有说一两个人要重建城墙。
God never said let one or two。
我们全家都需要重建。
The whole family has to participate。
我们整个教会都需要重建。
The whole church has to participate。
弟兄姊妹，只有这样子才有可能真正拦阻仇敌的进程。
Only so we can stop the work of the enemy。
你就算不能够去做那些艰难的部分，上坡地或转角处。
Maybe we are not able to do the difficult part, the uphill ones or the corners。
我们从自己的家先开始。
Let's start with our own family。
你对着自己的房屋的地方，你来修建。
Repair the section right in front of your house.
照着神的话来修建。
According to God's word.
所以你发现稀奇的事情，大家都对着自己的房屋在哪里修建。
So when everyone builds the section in front of their own house.
而当他完工的时候。
And when finally the wall is finished.
他成了一座联络整齐的一座城。
The wall is so closely compacted together.
其中没有破裂之处。
And there's no gap.
弟兄姊妹，仇敌听见了就愤怒。
So when enemy heard of this, they were angry.
因为他们找不到缝隙再进来。
Because they could not find any gap to come in.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里请求我们在座的每一个家庭，我们都起来。
Therefore, we ask every single family to rise up.
我们起来重建城墙。
Let's rebuild the city wall.
在你个人的生活里面，我们来建该有的城墙。
In your individual life.
在我们的家庭。
In your family.
在我们的教会。
In your church,
我们都起来重建城墙。
Rise up and rebuild the city wall.
弟兄姊妹，当那座圣城起来的时候
，So when finally the holy city is built,
我们看见以斯拉、尼希米这两位神重用的仆人
，And we see these two great servants of God, Nehemiah and Ezra.
他们那样子的同心带领神的百姓
，They were in harmony leading God's people.
他们都在神百姓恢复的历史上面有一个这么重要的地位
，And they were all very important in the history of restoration in God's people.
但是我们看不见他们中间任何的增进。
And we do not see any competition among them.
他们那样子的同心，那样子的和谐。
They were in unity and in harmony.
他们各带了一队百姓上城去。
They each led a group of people on the wall.
弟兄姊妹，我们在头脑里面可以想象那幅荣耀的图画。
Let's imagine this joyful and happy scene.
从前是城墙被毁，城门被火焚烧。
Before the city gates were burned down and the walls were destroyed.
现在两位属灵的领袖带领着神的百姓上了城。
And now, behold this beautiful picture that two servants of God leading God's people on top of the wall.
他们用大卫的乐器向着神大声唱诗，感谢。
They were singing great praises to God with loud voice using David's musical instrument.
他们对着城外的仇敌，他们吹角夸胜。
And then they blow trumpet, boasting over the enemies outside of the city.
那你说到众民，说到妇人，说到孩童，都大大的欢乐。
And women and children were greatly rejoicing.
而且他们绕完城以后，他们一起下来在圣殿面前会合。
And after they circle around the city, they came down and meet together in front of the temple.
他们向神献祭。
They offered sacrifices to God.
他们进到殿中来敬拜神。
They came to the temple to worship God.
而在尼希米记十三章结束的时候，祭司、利未人都各尽其职。
And Nehemiah chapter 13, all the priests and Levites they were doing their own task.
百姓们都定期献祭，并且带着出手的果物。
And people were coming to the temple with their first fruits to offer to God.
那真是一个美丽的图画。
What a beautiful picture.
弟兄姊妹，我们要再说。
Let me say it again.
城墙的破口不用多。
It doesn't need a lot of gaps.
只要有，仇敌就可以自由进出。
If there's any, then the enemy can come in freely.
神给我们的祝福，我们的破口不用多。
We don't have to have a lot of gaps.
只要有破口。祝福早晚漏光光。
If there is any, then all our blessings will eventually leak out.
所以，一个没有城墙的人生是一个充满了仇敌作为的人生。
Therefore, a life without city wall is a life full of destruction of the enemy.
一个没有城墙的家庭和教会，一定是一个满了仇敌作为和破坏的家庭和教会。
A family or church without city walls will be full of destruction of the enemy too.
一个没有城墙的人生、家庭和教会。
A life of family or church without city walls.
也是一定是一个丧失神祝福的个人、家庭 和教会。
For sure, we'll lose the blessing of God.
我们何等的赞美主。
How we praise God.
不仅仅撒迦利亚书告诉我们说，耶和华要做耶路撒冷视为的火城。
The book of Zechariah tells us that not only the Lord will be a wall of fire around us.
他要做其中的荣耀。
And He will also be the glory within the city.
这是讲到我们主的那一面，他愿意为我们做。
And that's our God's part. He was willing.
但是我们要回到我们自己的这一面。
But we have to look at our part.
让我们都像尼希米一样说。起来，我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Let's all be like Nehemiah and will proclaim, "Rise up, let's rebuild the city wall."
免得我们再受凌辱。
So that we will no longer live in disgrace.
我们请站起来唱677首。
Let's stand up and sing hymn 677.
我们带着雄壮的心，我们唱在主的面前。
Spoken Zion City of our God.
万般荣耀难尽数
Glorious things of thee are spoken.
有许必应，有言必见
His words cannot be broken.
全力作为他居所 Amen.
Only for his own abode.
万古磐石是你根基
On the rock of ages founded.
谁能摇动你安息
What can shake thy sure repose?
救恩墙垣视为环绕
With salvation walls surrounded
尽可嗤笑众仇敌
They may smile at all their foes
我们最后再唱一遍第一节我们唱得轻快一点好不好
Let's sing stanza one again
弟兄姊妹有感动可以很简短的带领我们有一些祷告